Okay, our next item is under old business would be, under other business rather, would be item 14, Bay City.
Mr. Chairman, I sent you a letter that was prepared by Mr. Burrow, Assistant County Attorney at the Board of Adjustments request that the commission clarify the condition that stated any existing structures as of the commission's approval of the delineation shall be grandfathered except lots 1 through 4 in the old section, which shall be returned to a depth of 80 feet with monuments as previously addressed by the commission. The commission approved the as-built survey for Bay City July 15th of last year. And I provided you a copy of Mr. Burrow's letter.
I think you also provided a copy of the letter from Patty Wall to put attached to the document, to the record.
This is what you received today.
No, I thought it was attached to the record. What you sent out, you had attachment from Rick and you had attachment for July.
No, I just sent Rick.
So it's this one? The one sent to all the commissioners?
Oh, yeah, that's what I say, you got it. It's dated July 12th.
Right.
Okay. Wasn't in the packet, I'm sorry.
I'd just like to remind the commission on this one that a lot of time and energy was put into this a year or so ago, and a decision was rendered, and so it's all we're dealing with this afternoon is a clarification of that decision. I don't want anybody here that's got an interest in this or the commissioners to think that the whole thing's going to get reopened, because it's that's not appropriate. That's not what this is on the agenda for this afternoon.
Well, we see what it says. Now we're being asked, what did we mean?
What did I mean?
What did you mean?
And I believe I'm the one that made the motion, Mr. Chairman, concerning this situation.
Tell us what you meant, and then the rest of us will tell you if we think that's what you meant.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that I did go back and I reviewed the tapes as they pertain to this. Thank goodness to our new technology, and I'm going to ask our counsel if the audio tapes that are made in these public hearings, are they part of the record?
Yeah, they're part of the record. I mean, that is the record.
It's the record.
Okay.
Is anything else?
Okay. I know all the material stuff. On the record to do that.
Yeah.
I also, besides listening to the tape and reviewing the minutes of those tapes, our minutes of those meetings going back in time, as this has been with me for a while too. I also visited the site today, this afternoon, which is why I was late getting here, Mr. Chairman, as...
I knew there was a good reason.
And part of the... And when I made this motion, part of the issue that was there for me and was established on the record early on was my concern about the wetlands. And whether there was a wetland delineation which would show where the lot lines would be in respect to the wetlands. And because I didn't know if these units were even within their lot lines. And I know that's been an issue with a number of lots. As well as part of the record, that part of the concern was the violations that were in place or in process with some of these units. And I didn't go through and inspect every lot unit in there, but I did get a view of a good part of the park. And I must admit that there appeared to be some other units that probably were just as out of compliance as this, as one or more of these were. But my motion was applying to these four. And I can tell you, based on my recollection, based on my, which was reaffirmed by my visit to the site today, as well as numerous visits I had in the past, including with one of the the local county inspector for that area, that I didn't grandfather in. I didn't intend for any structures on this property to be grandfathered in because of the lot line issues, the wetland issues.
On all four or on the whole place?
On the four, okay. Just the front four. No, I grandfathered in the rest of it because...
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm not opening up that can of worms. No, sir. It was just on those four because of the issues of whether those lot lines had been properly extended or not, as we were seeing different drawings or surveys or whatever we want to call the old ones that showed some of these lots of only having 70 feet deep, and then suddenly there were supposedly 85. And we as a commission arrived at 80. So all those factors weighed in on my intent was that none of the structures were to be grandfathered in for those four lots.
That's what I thought you meant.
The question on the lots, there was two lots that were at issue. Two of them were in violation specifically at that time. One of them was already in the process with the Board of Adjustment, and the board had asked for a survey. And it was under the moratorium, so there wasn't any action taking place, but we're waiting on the survey for the whole property. That's where the whole issue started. The other lot was in violation, and before he had the opportunity to apply to the board, got stuck in a situation in the moratorium, and so therefore he couldn't apply. So there were two of the lots within the four. There were two of the lots out of the four that were at concern at that time, and there was another lot somewhere else in the park. But there were two of those lots out of the four were at issue at that time. And I believe the record showed it because on October 16th, and you went through the record, there was a four-page attachment that I prepared based on the whole park where we reviewed the maps to try to compare them to what was existing and based on the comments of the applicant or the comments of the surveyor, et cetera. So that was a four-page document that the commission was privy to, and we read it all into the record.
Yes, we did.
So that was just a little add.
The counterinterpretation, I think, and this is where some of the concern came as to why this needed clarification, would be that, and this is going off my review of the file and recollection as well, is that there was some question when the plan that was before the commission on July 15th was being looked at. Those four lots had a depth that was different from what the commission thought it would be. So it was a question of whether that condition meant that they wouldn't be grandfathered or that we're approving this plan subject to Bay City coming back with a revised plan, moving those lot lines, the depth back to 80 feet, and not addressing whether the structures were grandfathered or not. So that's where the confusion came up, and that's what the clarification regarded.
Go ahead, to the...
I think
there was a meeting where Bay City came before us and asked that those lots be 100. But they didn't show the delineation, and we said it was denied.
Right.
And that's when they considered providing for the delineation. And the next time they came back with a site plan to get approval of the park, and they showed 85 on those four lots. And the commission said no to those four lots because the depth of the last seen and the last approved was 80. And in previous, there was some that might show 65 and some might show 70. So they changed over years. But the last document that would approve was 80 for those four lots.
Yeah, Mr. Abbott and I were just looking at the condition. I think if I understand what Mr. Johnson's saying, the intent was, and I think Mr. Wheatley agreed, I'll read it the way it is now, and then I'll read it with the change. The way it is now, any existing structures as of the commission's approval of the delineation shall be grandfathered, except lots 1 through 4 in the old section, which shall be returned to a depth of 80 feet with monuments as previously addressed by the commission. I think to clarify that, it probably should say, any existing structures as of the commission's approval of the delineation shall be grandfathered except lots 1 through 4 in the old section and those lots shall be returned to a depth of 80 feet with monuments as previously addressed by the commission. So it says they're not grandfathered and they got to be returned to 80 feet.
That's what you meant, right?
That was my intent.
Okay. Well, the question we're being asked is what was intended, and I think it's been answered. Rather, regardless of how we feel about it individually, I think that's what the gentleman.
I think just for clarification's sake, that there probably should just be a motion confirming that that's the intent of that condition.
Then a memorandum would be sent to Board of Adjustment through?
In response to Mr. Burrell's letter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can do that letter, you know, based on what the commission decides to do. And I suppose the motion would be directing me to send a letter to the Board of Adjustment stating that the intention was that those four lots shall not be grandfathered and they should be returned to a depth of 80 feet.
And the structures thereon.
Yeah.
So do I need to amend that condition that's stated there and then do a separate request that you send a letter?
No, I don't know, because it's not been advertised as an amendment to a condition. I think that that's what you state, that that's what your intention was, that the structures on those four lots not be grandfathered and that lots 1 through 4 also need to be returned to 80 feet.
Okay. Got your pen ready there, Mr. Lang?
We'll try.
Counsel, I really hesitate to do this, but I do respect the people at Bay City, and I respect the gentleman who has his hand in the air. Mr. Fuquay, are you representing Bay City?
No, I'm not representing Bay City.
Are you representing someone with an interest in the application?
Yes, I represent Mr. Del Rossi. He's going to apply for it.
Okay. I don't think we can hear you today, but thanks, because you're not representing the applicant.
Well, okay. Could I add one thing just for background? I won't go into the details of it.
If we open it up.
I'm afraid not. I thought you were here on behalf of the applicant, so if that's not the case, then we don't have a question for you. So thank you just the same. All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Bay City Manufactured Home Park, for purposes of clarification of the motion, or the as part of clarifying the intent of the motion that was made on July 15th, 2009, it was my intent that the lots that the existing structures within the park were to be grandfathered in, except for lots 1 through 4 in the old section, and that the lots in the old section 1 through 4 be returned to a depth of 80 feet with the monuments. And as part of my motion, Mr. Chairman, I recommend that our council send a letter to the Board of Adjustment stating the commission's intent.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to clarify the original motion on the Bay City Manufactured Home Park as stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.